Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, my job tonight is actually really easy, but it's a paradox because it's also extremely difficult. It's really easy because all I have to do is come on here and show you the video that has the establishment the most afraid right now, show you the video that has the corrupt American media, the corrupt politicians, and Big Pharma so afraid right now, and that is the most recent Project Veritas series of videos on the Pfizer executive bragging about how they knew COVID-19 came from a lab in Wuhan and insinuating that they, Pfizer, are doing similar, if not the exact same research with monkeys potentially right here in the United States of America. Now, as we predicted, this is barely getting any coverage at all on the mainstream news. In fact, as far as I could tell, and I can't claim that I was watching for the last 72 hours, but let's just say I've been keeping a close eye on the cable news networks and the mainstream news, and the only show that covered this, I bet you can take a guess, on cable news was Tucker Carlson. That was it. Nothing else on Fox, and of course, nothing else on Pfizer News Net. Pfizer NewsNet 2, Pfizer NewsNet 3, Pfizer NewsNet 4, Pfizer NewsNet 5, Pfizer NewsNet 6, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News. I think you get the picture. So we'll just play some of the video. Pretty easy, right? The hard part is, how do we deal with the frustration of this? I mean, the FBI couldn't ask for better evidence. They wish they had effective agents as good as Project Veritas to get criminals admitting their crimes on tape like this. I mean, it's a gift. It's unbelievable. And nothing will be done. So how do we work through that frustration? But here's the video. This has big tech, big pharma, and the deep state scared. That's why they're banning it all over the internet. Only place it's allowed to be on is Twitter. And let's just play some of this clip. Let's play some of the video that has the deep state, big pharma, and big tech shaken to their core.
Like one of these are considering.
Okay.
Like the future, like maybe we could like create new versions of the vaccines or things like that.
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. But that's why it was a thought that came up at a meeting and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Okay.
That exact reaction, right? We're like, wait a minute. Like, people won't like that.
That's right. It appears that Pfizer is internally discussing the possibility of mutating the COVID virus themselves in order to tailor a vaccine to sell to the public. Listen to Walker describe in detail just how they would conduct such a scientific experiment. First, in living animals.
So the way that we're thinking about it, don't tell anyone to call it. So the way it would work is like we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively like cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them.
So he's explaining gain of function research, ladies and gentlemen. And this video has been taken down from YouTube, obviously. The question would be, if there's anybody interested in doing a real investigation here, who contacted YouTube or who at YouTube made the decision to pull this video down instead of sharing it with law enforcement? Now, we already have, in fact, it gets buried now. The news cycle is so insane that the Twitter files are just getting buried now. And if it wasn't for Matt Taibbi going and doing Fox News interviews and Elon Musk trying to get attention to this with his Twitter account, there would barely be anybody reading these Twitter files exposing how the government was using big tech to censor Americans. And so we need to have an investigation to find out, thanks to the blueprint we've seen with the Twitter files, of how the government goes around the First Amendment to use big tech to censor you. What happened at YouTube? Who ordered YouTube to take down this Project Veritas video?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
An honor and a privilege to spend this Sunday, January 29th, 2023, with you here on The Alex Jones Show. Now, there is a bunch of news to get to. There's a lot of developing news dealing with the situation in Ukraine. And now we were concerned the Biden administration would try to use a war with Russia to distract from all of the Biden crime family details coming to light. It looks like they're now just going pedal to the metal, where Saturday it was a rumor that the Biden administration, it was just a rumor. Oh, there were talks about the Biden administration sending fighter jets over to Ukraine. And then this morning it was reported as fact that they are indeed having those talks. That was reported on Fox News this morning. So, well, it's just a rumor to, okay, yeah, they are having the talk. So I guess, I mean, you know the next phase of this, right? Do I have to tell you what comes next? Oh, it's a rumor they may send some fighter jets to Ukraine. I mean, obviously that's ridiculous. They wouldn't really do that. It's just a rumor. Well, yeah, okay, well, they are talking about sending the fighter jets now. Oh. Oh, yep, fighter jets are sent. Oh. And, of course, it was, what, 8 months ago or so, Joe Biden said there'll be no tanks, there'll be no jets. That would mean World War III. Oh, now he's doing that as all of the crimes he and his family members have committed are starting to come to light. But that's, you know, potential World War III. Not even the biggest story today. No, it has to be, because look, if World War III happens and it's bad what's going on in Ukraine and there are people dying, I don't want to be involved with that. I don't want to be involved in the propaganda that'll make that worse. So that is a serious thing. And if Biden continues to escalate that situation, it will get worse. But no, right now the big story is these COVID vaccines killing people, as the numbers just continue to go up, and the fact that YouTube is under orders right now to censor Project Veritas videos exposing that Pfizer executive admitting all the things that we knew were true, like COVID-19 came out of a lab in Wuhan where they were doing gain-of-function research. And now Pfizer is considering doing gain-of-function research, or potentially already doing it themselves, so that they can have vaccines for the future. Now, a lot of people won't understand why that is and what's actually going on, including Jordan Tristan Walker. Who knows how qualified this guy really is? And I'm not saying that as an insult. I mean it. I mean, does that guy seem qualified based on what you've seen? That guy seems like an unhinged lunatic. I'm just a liar. Literally, I'm just a liar. Which is what he was coached to say, by the way. Because of the timeline we have with the response and these videos, Pfizer got clued in, and look, I'm not going to say all the stuff from behind the scenes with Project Veritas, and I don't want to tip any hands here, but Pfizer obviously knew this was coming somehow, some way, and they told either Jordan specifically or just in a general sense, they told their employees, if you ever get in a moment like this, just say you're a liar. Just boom. So as soon as he realized what was going on, you notice he went right into his conniption fits. I'm a liar, I'm a liar, I'm a liar. So, hey, you know what? Good for Pfizer. They made a diversity hire. Oops. How'd that one work for you? The Jordan Tristan Walker diversity hire. Nice. Way to go. Now, I said this before. Walker's only way out of this now is to come out as a whistleblower. And he might not even be smart enough to do that. That's why it's like, dude, if you're not smart enough to realize what situation you're in right now and come out as a whistleblower, then how are you even smart enough to even have that job to begin with? And just based off of your knee-jerk hysterical reactions, my guess is you were never qualified for this job ever. But you're a nice minion. You're a nice lemming. You're a nice stooge. Maybe even you know you're not really qualified. So you took the job and you became a yes man. And the rest of the story is history. So, one cable news show over the entire weekend covered this, and that was Tucker Carlson. One. Uno. So, you're talking about 1% of weekend cable news starting on Friday, really starting on Thursday after the video first came out on Wednesday, covering this. Of course, you've got InfoWars. Of course, you've got Bandout Video and all the great hosts there and commentators there. And you've got Twitter, which is allowing Project Veritas to still operate and share its videos where it's been seen over 20 million times. But now the frustration. Where are the investigations? Where are the congressional hearings? Of course, why isn't the American media up in arms about this? We know why. Pfizer owns the mainstream media with their $1 billion in marketing. Why isn't our Congress up in arms about this? We know why, because Pfizer owns our Congress with billions of dollars of campaign donations. The answers here are simple. You just see the world for what it is. You are just enlightened, informed, and curious enough to find this information and care about the planet you live on and the future. Unlike, I suppose, Jordan Tristan Walker, who thinks it's funny to mutate viruses in a lab. But see, let me get back to the point that I got off track on. The layman wouldn't even understand this. I only understand this because I talked to doctors, like Dr. Peter McCullough, who's going to be in studio with us on Tuesday. I only understand this because I talk to doctors and I hear other doctors on other talk shows and everything. Why would they mutate a virus in a lab to get a vaccine? Because, folks, if you understand this, then the entire vaccine industry, maybe not the entire vaccine industry, but most of the vaccine industry is defunct. You'll never get another flu vaccine. You'll never get another COVID vaccine. And you'll realize most of these vaccines are totally worthless. Why do they mutate a virus to get a future vaccine? Because by the time their flu vaccine, use the flu vaccine as the example, might be the best example. By the time their flu vaccine hits the market, the flu virus that it's vaccinating you for has already mutated and the vaccine is totally defunct. And they know that. They know that. And they still put it into your arms every year. A vaccine that they know is defunct, a vaccine that they know will not stop the flu, as they say it will, because the flu virus has already mutated past the evolutionary stage of the vaccine that they just put to market. Same thing with COVID. Whoa. How much money do these companies make off their flu vaccines or other virus vaccines or vaccines like this, where by the time the vaccine hits the market, whatever it is already mutated, meaning they're selling you a vaccine they know doesn't work. They don't even let Amish sell milk. But if I sell you milk that is expired, that's a crime. If I sell you perishable food that's expired, you can't do that. That's illegal. But Big Pharma can sell you what is essentially the equivalent of an expired vaccine. And that's what they do. So that's why this is another reason why this video is so huge. So when you understand the context, they admit they know the vaccines don't work when they sell them to you. They know that the virus came out of the Wuhan lab from gain-of-function research that they're now doing in a Pfizer lab, or potentially could be doing in a Pfizer lab right here in the United States of America. Now, I'm going to connect all this when we come back to another story of other undercover video, not from Project Veritas, of leftist educators bragging about how they deceive parents and knowingly rename critical race theory to other different words, phrases, what have you, so that the parents don't know we're still teaching it. And they laugh and they grit their teeth about how they're deceiving you. Folks, this is the entire psychology of the left. This is why it's so dangerous. And it's the exact same thing you saw in that Pfizer video, laughing about lying to you about gain-of-function research.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Infowars.com. YouTube banned this Project Veritas video that exposed Pfizer's gain-of-function virus work. Watch the censored Project Veritas video Pfizer does not want you to see, and be sure to share it with friends and family. And it's on Twitter, still available there. We have uploaded it to banned.video as well. And, of course, the good folks at Project Veritas are like us in that we are free to air. In fact, James O'Keefe came up with the word distribution by proxy, which is what you are now. You are now the proxies of truth. You are now the proxies of information. You are now the proxies of Veritas. So, as this video was going massively viral, it's easily been seen 100 million times, all things considered, but the numbers on Twitter alone have it at just shy of 30 million views last I checked. But YouTube, of course, now still run by the deep state swamp American left, is censoring the video. James O'Keefe announces this. Breaking: YouTube has taken down our Pfizer-directed evolution bombshell. It had 800,000 views. Video still exists on Twitter with, since this post, it's more, I'm going to say 30 million views. Pfizer is scrambling today per sources inside. How much does YouTube cost Elon Musk? And so other big accounts on Twitter like Kim.com sharing this story as well. And guys, just for curiosity's sake, what is the current number on the Project Veritas video upload from January 25th on Twitter? This is the one with the Pfizer employee sitting at dinner on the grinder date and admitting the directed evolution concept that they may be doing or thinking about doing, how they knew the virus came out of the Wuhan lab from gain-of-function research, amongst other things. So the questions are obvious then. Who contacted YouTube to take the video down? Is it Pfizer that has that pull over YouTube, or was it an agent of the U.S. government, whether it be FBI or directly from the White House? Who made the call? Who made the call? And so I don't know if they could put it on the screen, but the last I saw, the video was at 25 million views on Twitter alone. And so, yeah, it's just up over 25 million views, and that's just on the one original post from Project Veritas. But okay, what is the real issue here that we're facing right now? And that's the COVID vaccines killing people. And so really you just kind of get a little insight into the type of scum that gets decompartmentalized and works for Pfizer. And again, I part of me kind of feels bad for Jordan Tristan Walker, because clearly the guy was in way over his head, probably never even belonged in the position he definitely didn't, just you can tell from his morals alone, either because he's literally a liar, his own words, or because he thinks the stuff that he does at work is funny, even though he knows it's evil via his own admissions from the undercover videos. So Jordan Walker's only path to redemption now is to come out as a whistleblower. And I hope he sees the light. I hope he sees the light, because you can see in these videos, this is a very unhealthy spiritually, this is a sick person. Morally, this person is bankrupt. And there is a path to redemption for him, and it's right there in front of him. Maybe he's not even smart enough to take it. But aside from the craziness and the full expose into Pfizer, thanks to these videos, what's the real story we're facing right now? That the COVID-19 vaccines have killed at least 50,000 Americans that we know of. That we know of. Other individuals that do data analytics and insurance numbers and death toll numbers and all of this other stuff, they think the number is actually somewhere around 300,000 Americans have died from the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, you hear about it when it's a football player or a famous soccer player or a young hockey player because there's a system of record there where you can go find, oh, this high school hockey player died, or oh, this professional football player died. But, you know, the mom that is a secretary at the school, or the man who works at the is a mechanic at the car shop, you're not going to hear about these ones. They're just going to be heart attacks. They're just going to be aneurysms. And my heart breaks. Vance Murphy is reporting, quote, just got my last booster, F the haters. And this is from a Lindsay Leno on her Facebook account here, on her social media account. And now she has passed of a cardiac arrest. So my heart breaks for Lindsay Leno. Lindsay Leno didn't deserve to die. Lindsay Leno didn't deserve to be lied to and told the vaccine was safe and effective. But I guess I'm jumping the shark, assuming that a 36-year-old woman bragging about her COVID-19 booster vaccine and then having the number one side effect from the COVID-19 booster vaccine taking her life, I guess they wouldn't like me to jump to that conclusion, would they? But no. Lindsay Leno didn't deserve to be lied to about the safety or efficacy of a COVID-19 vaccine. I feel abandoned. Service member Carolina Stanek speaks out about her vaccine injury. Live interview with the Gateway Pundit that aired earlier today. You can find it on thegatewaypundit.com. So many stories I hear every day just like this, whether it's just people talking to me or you're watching the news or talk radio. It's just everywhere. Football player collapses suddenly after suffering from cardiac arrest during Bystolsten Cup in Norway. I would suggest these individuals join some of these lawsuits. First lawsuit filed against FDA for withholding dreadful vaccine safety data. That's going to be a big one. Many, many such lawsuits are going on. Now, Pfizer's responding to the video coming out. Pfizer claims it never conducted gain-of-function research in response to Project Veritas bombshell expose. Well, okay, of course they're going to deny it, but here's what they do. And we know Fauci was part of this. His signature is on all the gain-of-function. But why do I bring up this story? Woke school officials boast about secretly teaching CRT without parental consent. And there's undercover videos of them laughing about this, how they know what they're doing is wrong, how they know they're still teaching critical race theory. They just rename it. Why am I tying this in, folks? This is the left psychology. This is the political Americans left psychology. Just like you saw in the undercover video with the school board, just like you saw in the undercover video with the Pfizer executive, they will knowingly, consciously deceive you and lie to you for their political agenda. Do you understand this now? You have to understand this. I know you have friends and family that might be on the American left, but it's just true. They will lie for their place.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects. Believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life, Ultimate Bone Broth, at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, if you've been tuned into InfoWars for a long time, you may remember we had a very popular product years ago, and it was Ultimate Bone Broth, and we were sold out for years and couldn't get it back in stock with supply chain issues, and so we had to reformulate and got even better ingredients. We didn't think that was possible. We found that it was. And so now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And though it is 25% off as it returns to the store, with coupon code FREEALEX, you will get it 40% off at checkout. Coupon code FREEALEX at checkout will get you 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus Primal Human Nutrition. Chocolate flavored from InfoWarsStore.com. I can tell you it is a staple for my post-workout protein shake. All the great ingredients in there, plus some protein. The Ultimate Bone Broth Plus back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off or 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX. And that is just part of our great supplement products, the great supplement product line at InfoWarsStore.com. Another one that's very popular right now, Nitric Boost, good for the blood flow. And then the Real Red Pill Plus that was out of stock for so long, back in stock, selling out, so important with the vitamin K and the pregnenolone and so much more. Goes great with DNA Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com as well. And so, yeah, we're going to make a big deal of the Project Veritas Pfizer video. The rest of the news won't, but that's why we need to be on air. And that's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so important. But if you don't want to purchase one of our great products, you can go right to the donate tab and make a donation, and that will go right towards funding the InfoWar. We are not beholden to big pharma companies like most of the other media is, and so they're not allowed to show you the Project Veritas Pfizer exposed video series. But we're not beholden to big pharma, and so we can, but we are beholden to you, the audience, and you keep us on air. That means we're doing a good job, and so we appreciate that. All right, now, I've only spent a half hour on that Pfizer deal, and I should probably continue to cover it, but there's other big news that we need to get to. But that one really has them scared, and I know there's more videos. I don't know if and when Project Veritas is even planning to release them, but they do have more video. So I'm going to be looking forward to finding out if there's any interest from any members of Congress in getting to the bottom of whatever it is that was being discussed in that Project Veritas video. Was there any interest after it was published from members of Congress to do a little investigating into Pfizer's potential gain-of-function research? But again, just to kind of put an end cap in it, why do I bring up the undercover recording of the liberal school administrators bragging about how they get around the laws by renaming what is critical race theory? Because you have to understand the psychology of these people. It's funny to them. They know they're lying. They know they're deceiving you. Oh, I don't do gain of function research. And then they just change the definition of gain of function. Oh, we don't teach critical race theory. Ha 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 ha. Yes, we do. We just renamed it. We just call it different things. We just call it culture and diversity. And it's critical race theory, that they're not allowed to teach kids how to be racist. They're not allowed to teach kids how to hate each other or judge one another off of their skin color, which is what the left is all about. And so they're showing on the screen this undercover video of school administrators, all leftist liberal school administrators, bragging about how they deceive the parents and still teach critical race theory. Just like Pfizer, just like Anthony Fauci, just like these big pharmaceutical companies lie to you. Oh, the vaccine is safe and effective when we tested it 2 years ago. Oh, we're not doing gain of function research. We're calling it directed evolution. And he giggles in front of his grinder date. So you have to understand the psychology of these people, and that's what's so frustrating. And you don't want to admit it. You're a good person. You don't want to assume this about your fellow human. You're a good person out there listening. You don't want to hurt people. You don't want to deceive people. And you don't want to think that there's others that might. You don't want to think that it might be your friends and family. You don't want to think that it might be Anthony Fauci or people on TV or doctors or teachers. But I'm sad to say, we are witnessing a mass psychosis event. We are witnessing mass mental illness, mass Stockholm syndrome. The easiest way to describe it is American modern day liberalism. It's not American. It shouldn't be modern, and it's anything but liberal. But that in and of itself is more proof about how they deceive. Oh, I'm liberal. Oh, I'm a liberal. No, you're not. You're a fascist. You love big government. You love big tech. You love big pharma. Even them calling themselves liberal is deceitful. even them calling themselves liberals is a lie. They're not. They're fascist. They're authoritarians. They're statists. They're brainwashed. So that's why it's so important for you to understand this psychology so that you can recognize it. And even though it might go against your current instincts and intuition, wanting to judge somebody else or not judge somebody else as a bad guy but a good guy, but now having to rethink that whole thing. It's not the planet I want to live on, but that's the reality of the situation. I'm not the one promoting the propaganda. I'm not the one lying and deceiving and manipulating people like Pfizer has done. But what do you expect when these are the type of doctors that work with the government? Doctor who claimed obesity can't be treated with diet and exercise, tapped for role in USDA's Dietary Guideline Advisory Committee. I mean, that's just absurd. Yeah, if you are morbidly obese, it is going to take a hell of a lot of work to get that weight off and get yourself healthy again. Yep, that at times may seem impossible, but it's not. It is possible. It's been proven it's possible, and it is the most healthy way to do it. And so what does the government do? They hire you someone that says, no, just go have a surgery. No, just go under the knife, go under the needle. But actually, there's nothing wrong with you being obese. Obesity's healthy now. And why would that be? Do they want you dead? Is that a big joke? Oh, obesity is beautiful. Oh, there's just nothing you can do about it. Oh, you were just born this way. Why do you lie to people like that? Why? No, it's horribly unhealthy. It's definitely your diet that's causing it, and your lack of exercise isn't helping. And you should probably change something soon before you die or develop a severely life-altering health issue. But don't worry, because the USDA has hired Dr. Fatima Stanford, who says there is no problem with you being obese at all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Sick. Just sick. So what do you expect? What do you expect from our inept, corrupt, disgusting government? Who, by the way, I'm not going to spend much time on this, is obviously protecting Ray Epps. Caught on video, Ray Epps led break-in of first set of U.S. Capitol barriers. Now we have video. He was also in lead pack during break-in of second set of barriers on January 6th. The Gateway Pundit has the video. So, again, there's Ray Epps right there at the front telling people to go in, and nobody is arresting him. Amazing stuff. Oh, yeah. Remember when the American media and the Democrats tried to drum up a bunch of riots this weekend? We haven't even mentioned that. Yeah, you only burned like 24 buildings to the ground, so I guess that's a failure for the American left. They were hoping entire cities would burn. Sorry, guys. Guess you failed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Obviously, the American leftist liberal mainstream media has never seen an opportunity to start a riot that they didn't want to take. And so the situation with an individual in Memphis being pretty much brutally beaten by the police and then dying 3 days later. They don't like you asking, you know, that, though. They don't like you talking about that. They just say, oh, no, they beat him to death right there. Well, he died 3 days later in the hospital. Nonetheless, it's a brutal video, no doubt. Begs a lot of questions that you're not going to have asked or answered, but the situation is pretty dire when you watch that video of five police officers holding a guy back and just taking their shots at him until he is completely incapacitated and ultimately hospitalized and then dies. Now, two incredible things about this phenomenon, and then the larger takeaway. When the media and the liberal left heard another big police brutality video leading to a death was about to come out, they all jumped the shark and again started crying racism, anti-black systemic racism, white supremacy, all the usual buzzwords and phrases and stuff that they like to associate with police brutality. Well, they got out a little ahead of themselves because the details hadn't emerged, and it turned out that it was five black police officers that beat up the black individual that died. And, of course, the chief of police there in Memphis is also black.
And so it's an amazing situation, really, when you have a situation, and I don't know the exact demographics of Memphis, but my guess is Memphis is probably demographically one of the more black American areas in our country. And I would also, because most jurisdictions, most police forces usually reflect it pretty well. If you actually look at per capita numbers and demographics, most police stations are actually pretty representative, pretty diverse even. But my guess is the Memphis Police Department probably depicts the same demographics of Memphis. And so I don't think it's a surprise that you have five black cops or a black police chief if most of the population in Memphis is black. Okay. But so they jumped the shark. They called it racism and white supremacy. Well, everybody involved was black. And so now they were spinning out of control like a top, trying to make this about white racism and making all these leaps and bounds, saying, well, it's because policing itself is racist and the idea of security is white supremacy and, you know, all this crazy stuff. And, you know, the law, having laws is white supremacist. Literally, these are all the different arguments they were making, trying to cope with the fact that this isn't an instance of white racism against a black person. They just can't get over that fact. It's just they're obsessed with it every day. So they decided they were going to release the video after building it up for multiple days at prime time on a Friday night. Now, you tell me what good that does. You tell me who benefits from that. Crazy to think that the police were involved in that decision and still made it. That is absurd. That is obscene. At the least, you did it for television views, which, again, why are the police interested in that? At the most, you did it hoping you would get riots. Right ahead of the weekend. Right on a Friday night. Did you really do that? What was the thought process involved in that? Why did you think that was a good idea? Because from anyone else, they would say, that seems like a bad idea to release it at prime time on a weekend right before you know would be the highest odds of getting violence in the streets, and you did just that? Well, I'm sorry, I would believe the thought process should be we should put the video out when we could have the least amount of rioting in the streets. You went with, let's put it out when we can have the most amount of rioting in the streets. Interesting. Interesting. But having said that, they didn't get the big riots they wanted to. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. These things usually don't pop off in the winter like they do in summer for whatever reason. Call it the weather. Call it a spiritual vibration. Summer is when they're usually the worst. It wasn't black police, or it wasn't white police officers that killed a black guy. So right then, most people lost interest. Isn't that sadly ironic? Even though this instance of police brutality is far worse than what happened to George Floyd, like not even in the same league. Like George Floyd is like that was handled with kid gloves. That was handled like a, George Floyd was handled like a Fabergé egg compared to Nichols. So, there you go. So how do you explain that? How do you explain all the rioting and everything over George Floyd, a situation that was handled like a Fabergé egg, and then the lack of rioting over Nichols, a situation where it was like a bull in a china shop? Clear intent to do harm. Now, people are asking some questions like, how could this happen? Why would this happen? Is there something else behind this? Which, yeah, maybe that's fair to ask. I would say so. Why? What motivated the cops to do something like this? Was there a prior relationship? Was there something else going on? Maybe it was the fact that they got charged with murder
right out of the gates that helped quell some of the potential violence that we could have seen over the weekend. But overall, all I saw was a couple dozen police vehicles get smashed up, a couple buildings burn, a Target, a Walmart burned to the ground at least. So a couple dozen buildings, a couple dozen police cars, you know, that's light work for a leftist violent mob. So all things considered, you know, they tried to drum it up. They didn't get it. They didn't have all the characteristics they needed. But again, you try to think of it and you try to look at things for some universal consistency. And again, there's no denying that the George Floyd situation was a one. If it's a scale of 1 to 10 of police brutality, the George Floyd situation was a one compared to this, which is, I mean, 9, maybe even 10. And yet, look at the difference in the response. Why? Why? Why the drastic inconsistency there? Okay, but continuing in that vein, we now have four overall, two separate occasions of Bray Epps being right at the front of the January 6th mob when they're breaking through barriers and such. No charges for him. Not to mention the videos from the prior night, him saying we need to go into the Capitol, no charges for him. Then there's the Paul Pelosi situation, which continues to get weirder and weirder. Now, it does appear at this point, with the evidence we have, that DePape did in, well, we know he broke in. We have the video of him breaking in. And he was essentially, what it looks like, trying to hold Paul Pelosi hostage, waiting for Nancy Pelosi to get home. That's with the evidence that we have. That's what the situation appears to be. Now, we're not like the fake news and the American left that wants to jump to a bunch of conclusions. We wait to see the evidence and then try to reach a conclusion from what we can see with what we have. Now, there's still odd things about this video. Pelosi seemingly relaxed with the drink, the weirdness on the phone call, Pelosi in his underwear. But DePape is basically, I mean, his comments even since are weird. Assaulter says, sorry, I didn't get more of them after attack tape released. Now, I don't want to get too conspiratorial because, I mean, again, what it appears to be and what we know is that, yeah, and I don't think there was a third person or whatever is going on with this. I'm not buying into any of that. The one thing, if I wanted to get conspiratorial or ask a question leading down a potential conspiracy theory like that, I would just say, could this potentially be some form of a Jussie Smollett situation? Now, that's, I'm not going to go down that road because, again, the conclusion I've reached based on the evidence is no, DePape broke in and was basically holding him hostage until Nancy got home. And who knows what would happen if the police didn't send cops over there. But no, there's still weirdness. There's still weirdness to that video, and there's still weirdness to the whole situation, no doubt.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.